Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Hebrews chapters 1 to 3. Jesus Christ is God's channel of communication for us today. We read in Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 like this. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he has made the worlds. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews begins with a prologue that introduces two definite time periods when God has been speaking to his people, time past and these last days. Our Lord Jesus Christ entered into our world as a babe in swaddling clothes at the beginning of these last days to become God's spokesman and provide us with a gift of salvation, just as God had promised in the past through the prophets. The book of Hebrews sustains one thought from beginning to end. Jesus, the high priest, in his ministry and atonement for sins, is superior to anything offered by the collective ministry within Judaism. At the beginning parts of this book, the author immediately shows that Jesus Christ, the epitome of God's revelation, is far superior to all the Old Testament prophets. These verses contrast God's old revelation with the new, specifically by presenting God's Son as superior to all other previous modes of revelation. In the past, God has revealed himself through various means such as visions, dreams, poetry, face-to-face conversations, tablets of stone, and history. Compared to Christ, the messages through the prophets were fragmentary and incomplete, and came in bits, by various means and in various ways. The period partial and differential prophecies of the Old Testament era have now been overshadowed by God's preeminent and final revelation in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. God's timeless message of hope is still waiting to be received by many people today. God is still speaking, and God's word tells us, "See that you do not refuse him who speaks." Jesus Christ is God's last word for humankind. In him, divine revelation is seen and heard in its fullness, and in him, God's revelation is complete. Through Christ, we understand where everything comes from, where it is going, what keeps it going, and why it is there. There is no fine print in God's communication with us today. God wants us to understand his plans and purpose clearly so that we may love, obey, and cling to him. Let us understand that Jesus Christ is God's channel of communication for us today.